from 5,000 feet in Fort Davis to 3 feet in Jamaica Bay, where liberty's threatened in Texas. Count on Pratt on Texas to sound the alarm. Here's your host, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash. If you hear the birds or the blue jays screaming outside, it's because it's a beautiful day on the high ground of Texas, and I've got the True Texan Studio windows open today, my friends. Our Lone Star story of the day, an elected Democrat county court-at-law judge in El Paso made a ruling that puts all El Pasoans in danger. He dismissed riot charges for over 100 of those illegal aliens who stormed the border. Fortunately, due to special circumstances, El Paso has, at the moment, a sane district attorney, and action's been taken to indict them quickly after that dismissal, so they're going to still be facing charges. Create a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. They sponsor our Lone Star story of the day. Texas named best state for business for record-breaking 20th year in a row. Told you, in many ways, you're living through a golden age. Texas wins over Texas and National Democrats on a big election integrity issue at the Supreme Court. And didn't get to it yesterday due to time, but I will today. The filthy stench of local government in Granbury. How they're using their little ties to each other to suppress opposition to a bond issue. Listen to Pride on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at prideontexas.com. Listen fast. Got a lot of headlines. Major school bus crash in San Antonio. No children were on the bus, but it was for their citywide pre-K program that they run. And it was about to go pick up a bunch of kids for a field trip. It crashed in Highway 90 and I-35, and I mean, it was bad. They called it a major crash in the San Antonio Express News. They point out it's the second crash this month involving a pre-K for San Antonio school bus. Earlier this month, the bus hydroplaned on Loop 410 without students on board, thankfully. No, that one had students on board. No one was hurt, though, thankfully. San Antonio teacher and coach arrested, charged with improper student relationship. This is at the big Northeast ISD. And he was coach and teacher at Theodore Roosevelt High School on the northeast side of San Antonio. Andrew Carter McCown, 27, charged with that improper relationship with the student. Adrian Alonso, a former Palestine ISD band director, we had reported on some time ago, arrested on one of these improper relationship charges, sentenced to 11 years of confinement in a state prison for his illegal getting it on with students there in Palestine. That reported by KETK. Bird flu virus found in grocery store milk, but no risk to customers, FDA says. What they're meaning is that the pasteurization process, it's an inactive, the H5N1, that doesn't really easily spread to people, is been found in the milk, but it's inactive. Grand jury indicts man for murder and shooting death of Texas girl during ATM robbery. This is a case that we followed for some time about Tony Earls. This is 2 years after another grand jury declined to indict him, the district attorney, Kim Ogg, due to pressure from all her lefty friends and everybody in Harris County, and she ain't going to be DA, by the way, anymore. George Soros, another far leftier one, beat her in the primary. The took it back to a grand jury and got some FBI expert, supposedly, to look into the case. What this was somebody was a robber. There was the Earls and his wife, innocent, but they're victims here. They were at an ATM to withdraw money back in 2022 on Valentine's Day. A robber pulled a gun on them and fled after taking some of their stuff, including their car keys. And their client got out of the car. The robber fired at him, and Earls was armed in self-defense. He fired back, and he fired at a pickup, thinking the robbery suspect had climbed into it. And the first grand jury said, we're not going to indict this guy. Sadly, though, the robber didn't get into that pickup. Apparently ran on around it, and the vehicle had a family in there, and a young girl, Arlene, was hit in the head and killed. It was terrible. They were on their way. They were going to the ATM, too, and she was shot in the head and died at a hospital. It was terrible, right, with her parents and everything. And they didn't indict him the first time, but the liberals are mad, mad, mad. They've come after this guy over and over, and Ogg brought in an FBI firearms expert. And he says that, in his opinion, that, of course, remember, it's a one-sided story at a grand jury. So they've indicted this guy finally after 2 years. And this guy says, well, there was just nothing to give him a justification to shoot into the passing vehicle. He had a clear line of sight. Okay, whatever. Investigation launched into a train car derailment near Trent. Fox West Texas says about 24 rail cars derailed about 8 p.m. yesterday. There were no injuries in the big Union Pacific derailment, but it looked like there were wind gusts as high as 58 miles an hour at the time, so maybe that caused it. Police have arrested pro-Palestine. I love these. Had these Jew-hating, anti-Israel, pro-terrorist, pro-Hamas, because that Gaza is run by Hamas. Those people elected twice Hamas to be their government, folks. Police have arrested the pro-terrorist student protesters at UT's Austin campus today. Texas Tribune says that they handcuffed and removed at least 10 of them. They're demanding the university divest from anybody that supplies Israel with weapons, you know, because I guess they think you're supposed to be subject to the murderous terrorists. And they were outside the Gregory Gym. They're going to march the South Lawn. They were sitting down through the day, and they didn't have permission to do a protest there. I'm all for protests, but you can't occupy a place that's being used for something. And they were told they would face criminal trespass charges if they didn't disperse. One of them was helping organize the event. The policeman singled him out and told police he'd be the first to be arrested. And then they were taken away. The crowd started shrinking. DPS was there on horses as well with riot gear. Some could be seen pushing protesters with their batons. Well, they weren't cracking their heads. And those kids that are involved in all this, their heads are so thick anyway, you couldn't crack them. A la Democrat convention style and Democrat-run Chicago of 1968. Pantex operator agrees to repay government $18 million after employees padded time cards. Oh, that couldn't happen at a federally funded outfit, could it? ABC 7, KVII in Amarillo says the operator of Pantex, that's the big nation's nuclear weapons assembly and destruction facility outside of Amarillo, agreed to pay the federal government $18.4 million after employees claimed they were paid for hours they didn't work. Consolidated Nuclear Safe Securities, the company that runs it, they self-reported the theft in 2019. They've had a lot of investigations. They've agreed to pay $18.4 million. ABC 7 wants to know how many employees were involved and how many were fired. They hadn't told them yet. And if the big privately run Geo Group prison there at the Rio Grande Detention Center in Laredo, the Laredo Morning Times says eight Paisa prison gang members were injured in a riot there on April 19th. They've all been charged with conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States. And it's all these Latin American prison gang, you know, if you read the whole story, it's all these people coming in, and some of them probably from here too, but got in there and started trying to kill each other. State Representative Carl Tepper, our good friend in Lubbock, accepting applications from students of House District 84 who want to participate in the Texas Armed Services Scholarship Program. It's a program to promote increased participation in ROTC. So get in touch with Representative Tepper's office in Lubbock if you're interested in that. All right, my friends, we've got a ton ahead on Pratt on Texas. Stay with us.
It's the talk of Texas. Pratt on Texas.
Thousands choose Costa Rica for their dental care needs annually. It's a short flight from Texas. Even Southwest serves the country, and you'll get the exact same equipment and materials you get at home, but at a fraction of the price. When there, you're never far from a day at the beach, a dip in natural hot springs, or a walk through a rainforest. The food, lodging, and shopping is world-class. Texas Tech has a campus near our official dentist. Learn how you can have the highest level of dental care from our exclusive dentist at massive savings compared to the U.S. by clicking the Dento Care banner at PrattOnTexas.com.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch Magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information. Cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
Federal investigators blame human error for a deadly natural gas explosion.
We all remember where we were that morning.
We could actually see the smoke from our farm here, which is close to 20 miles away.
I just heard a big boom. The tile plow ruptured into the pipeline. Once the gas got through the intakes of the tractors is when it ignited. I started running as fast as I could. The ground literally started erupting from my feet.
Watch the rest of the story at 3secondslater.org. And remember, FarmSafe starts with 811.
Joining the late William F. Buckley, standing athwart history and yelling, "Stop!" It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. The pretty well know-nothing local media is really confused over this marijuana ordinance in Lubbock because none of these people that are supposedly news people really follow anything in the legislature or the courts or anything. And so they've had to get to governor. They got Abbott in an interview at KMAC, KAMC, and Lauren Matter did the interview and asked the governor about this local deal, and the governor just told him what I've already told you. Local communities don't have the authority to override state law. We don't do that. You can't pick and choose. You know, that was only one of the single biggest issues before the last legislative session. And funny, in Lubbock, State Representative Dustin Burroughs is the guy who passed the bill cracking down on this stuff. And it was one of the most controversial, biggest issues, national coverage, said by some to be the most important conservative bill passed in the country this year by a state legislature. And the local media just, they still don't understand. They got to go find out, what do you mean, why I can't? And of course, then they quote this long-haired pot lover, I guess, Adam Hernandez, the socialist community organizer that's running for mayor again. He runs all the time. He's the community organizer behind setting all this up. He says, we're a home rule city, and the state constitution says we can make our own laws that best serve our needs. We cannot, and that's not what it says. Why even quote him? Who the hell is he? He's just a guy off the street, literally. He's a street organizer. Anyway, I think it's so funny that they keep running stories like they don't really understand all this. And there was another story made the national news today. It's a local regional story, and people probably wondered why I hadn't talked about it. I'll tell you in a moment. This is a big Fox News story out last night. Bipartisan lawmakers, talking about Washington, seek answers from Secretary Mayorkas. You know, he's still head of Homeland Security because the Senate wouldn't have an impeachment trial. After Russian cyber attacks on water systems in U.S. And this has been in the local news the last few weeks. Somebody attacked and they claimed responsibility or something. Cyber attacks on, like in the town of Muleshoe, they made the water tower overflow and lose a lot of water. Lawmakers are asking Mayorkas what his actions Homeland Security's taken about the hack of Muleshoe's water system. And let me tell you why I didn't cover this, even though it was all over the local news. I don't understand why this is. I mean, it's news, yes. Somebody got in their system and caused it, but I thought we already knew this type of thing was a daily threat for decades now. I thought we spent billions of dollars and created Homeland Security to harden assets like municipal water supplies and everything else from terrorism after, you know, the big 9/11 thing and all the other. We've grown government massively because, you know, never let a crisis go to waste. Republicans, Bush, everybody just as guilty as the Democrats on that one. And the hacking thing goes on all the time. My website, everything, they try to hack everything all the time. I just didn't think it's that big a deal. Well, it's a foreign, yeah, and that's what they do. They're going to probe people's, why Muleshoe? Because you just probe where it's available, where you find something, and see if what you're doing works. That's how you do it, and it goes on every day. To me, it's just not some kind of big, giant news story. I thought we all knew. I thought the government, everybody, what do you mean? What are you going to do? What the hell can he do about it? They're a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington. You got to run your systems the best you can. You got to pay attention. You got to have cutouts where you can immediately take stuff offline and run things manually. And don't depend on critical infrastructure all being managed by electronics that are all hooked up to the internet. It's pretty simple. Today in Texas History, sponsored by Hub City Title, Lubbock's local title company with over 220 years of combined experience. They have in-house title examiners at Hub City Title. HubCityTitle.com, Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. Use them. On the 24th of April in 1678, Pedro de Aguirre was born. He was captain in the Spanish army and escorted an expedition into Texas that named the San Antonio River. In 1998, the reunion movie Dallas, War of the Ewings, aired on CBS. More importantly, in 1911, Magnolia Petroleum Company was founded, and it was founded as an unincorporated joint stock association, and it was a consolidation of earlier companies, and started a refinery, one of them in Corsicana in 1898, and then the Navarro Refining Company and others came together and made all this, and then later Magnolia merged with Mobil Oil, and operations became part of Mobil Oil Company. Black Texas leader assassinated this day in 1931. O.P. DeWalt, president of the Houston NAACP, was assassinated. The 1910 graduate of Prairie View College worked as a real estate agent and school principal before opening the Lincoln Theater, the first exclusively black theater in Houston. Remember, this was under Democrat rule, where they had the Klan as their enforcers, and they created and enforced their whites-only primary for the Democratic Party, and they created and enforced Jim Crow segregation. Mr. DeWalt was heralded for standing up to the Klan. He fought against, they never mentioned, by the way, in this, these historians at the Texas deal, they never link all this stuff to the Democratic Party because they're all a bunch of Democrats. He fought against the exclusionary white primaries of the Democratic Party, pushed for the establishment of a branch of the National Urban League in Houston. Funeral services were held first in Houston, then in Livingston, where he was born and is buried. He was assassinated because he was standing up for his basic constitutional rights. And by the way, that is a very different thing than standing up for a policy position. Like you want free money to everybody and welfare and guaranteed income program like Harris County's for. Those are things you should, you know, decry, deny, disagree with, and fight over. But people being treated equally under the law was the whole reason that the Republican Party was founded, and we prosecuted a bloody war over the issue. We passed all kinds of amendments to the Constitution to stop this stuff, and then it took 100 more years with Republicans passing the civil rights legislation, and today all these people that claim they're for the minorities are a bunch of leftist Democrats out there, and it's just infuriating. That's our look at Texas history, ladies and gentlemen, sponsored by Hub City Title. Oh, by the way, going back to these lefty Democrats, the kids at UT campus getting arrested, they did, I think, the same thing at UT Dallas yesterday, but they didn't get arrested. A bunch of Democrat lawmakers in the Texas House of Representatives are calling on Biden to reassess all financial aid to Israel. And guess what? One of the signers is one of the committee chairman, the chair of the County Affairs Committee, Victoria Criado of Dallas. She was placed in that position by this embattled House Speaker, Dade Phelan, last year, and she's one of these people signing all this leftist pro-Hamas stuff. Texas named best state for business for record-breaking 20th year in a row. It's the annual survey conducted by Chief Executive Magazine of the nation's leading CEOs. It's determined in the annual survey, and it covers business climate, workforce, and quality of life. And we've topped the nation every year since the magazine began the ranking. That's right. We've also won the Governor's Cup for 12 years in a row from another publication that's about relocations for businesses. This is 20 years of the best state for business from the big chief executive magazine, a big feather in Texas cap. It's not the award that matters. It's the business climate that leads to it. And out there in that big, nasty, nasty runoff in the Republican primary for U.S. Congress, where Congressman Tony Gonzalez, Texas 23, runs up and down the border from San Antonio to the edge of El Paso, and you got this YouTube gun guy, Brandon Herrera, running, and he said a lot of stupid things. And then Tony Gonzalez has said a lot of stupid things in this race, too. It has been very nasty out there. The governor, Abbott, has come in with the big endorsement of the incumbent Representative Tony Gonzalez in Texas 23.
Brad on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
Modern, unique, sophisticated, and I'll add well-priced, Narrow Bar on the ground floor of McDougal Plaza, 1500 Broadway, is a top place for Lubbock lunch. Priced right and served fast, Narrow Bar is the place to meet for lunch for business or just relaxing with friends. Take a lunchcation at beautiful Narrow Bar today, opening at 11 a.m. Overlooking Broadway with plenty of parking, Narrow Bar is the place for your lunchcation. NarrowBar.com.
Are you looking to fence property for hunting leases or your cattle operation? Winters Dozer Service can grub, clear, and work that fence line to help your crew get in and get the job done safely. Get your big country farm or ranch project started by getting that fence line cleared with Winters Dozer Service. Winters Dozer Service has the equipment ready, so contact them or dig up more info by visiting wintersdozerservice.com. That's wintersdozerservice.com.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Your Edward Jones financial advisor, Mark Miller, can help you build a strategy to help your finances keep up with your needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by Mark Miller's office at 3849 Oldham Lane in Abilene. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
From Reagan to Biden, Bill Clements to Greg Abbott, here's a host who has been involved in it all while being self-employed and fighting government overreach, too. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Texas wins over state and national Democrats and their front groups on lawsuits on a big election integrity issue at the U.S. Supreme Court. Back in 2020, the Texas Democrat Party filed a lawsuit trying to make voting by mail universal. In other words, for everybody. They used COVID fears, to try to justify that. They lost that case. So then they changed their argument, and Aaron Anderson gives us this reminder, this background on it at the scorecard today. After losing that case, Democrats changed their argument, claiming that Texas mail-in ballot age restriction is unconstitutional, notwithstanding COVID concerns. The courts rejected that lawsuit as well. And then attorneys from Texas and California filed a petition in December to ask the U.S. Supreme Court to consider their argument that state-imposed age limits on mail ballot voting, in other words, voting by mail, because that's the Valhalla. That's what they want, folks. Once they have that, that's it. They'll run everything. You're almost in pure, I don't want to get into all that, but it's awful stuff. And you can look at the states that have adopted it, too. I mean, they just instantly go left down every road, drug legalization, pro-mutilation of children, trying to change people's sexes of little children. It's every liberal shibboleth out there they latch onto once you get this voting by mail. And, of course, the Democrats kept fighting this. So they tried to argue that having an age limit on voting by mail is unconstitutional against the 26th Amendment. It says the right of citizens of the U.S. who are 18 years of age or older to vote shall not be denied or abridged in the U.S. or by any state on account of age. Well, yeah, it says you can't keep them from voting. It doesn't say how they have to vote. But this is just how far they'll push anything. Well, the Attorney General today, Ken Paxton, says the Supreme Court of the United States declined to hear the case brought by a political group that sought to overturn Texas age-based restrictions on mail-in voting. This ends a years-long challenge. Of course, it's cost all of us money, tax money, to fight these things, in which A.G. Paxton successfully defended the Texas law that limits voting by mail, and the law will remain in place. The law stipulates all eligible voters must cast their ballots in person and by the way, I would like to have all this tightened up. I'd like to have you have to re-register to vote every year or every 2 years in person. At some office. I don't care if you had to stand in line. I'll stand in line. It's important. We don't need people voting who don't know anything and don't really give a damn. And the way you turn them out, you know, is give them cigarettes or something like the Democrats do. It's just my opinion. More people voting is not necessarily a good thing. You need, it's, this isn't a direct, or it's Robert's democracy. No, it isn't. It's a representative republic. And a republic is based on sovereign citizens who hold certain virtues. And one of those is actually being concerned about things and making an effort to know what's going on. It's very different than a democracy that the Democrat Party's always talking about wrongly. Anyway, you got to be 65 years of age or older, disabled or out of the county during elections, or about to give birth, or confined in jail to vote by mail. Because remember, you can be in jail, not be convicted of anything. You're just being held without bond, or you can't make bond. The Democrat Party sued. They lost. So anyway, they keep going, and the Supreme Court denied their lawsuit today, and that's a great thing. Paxton said many states irresponsibly and unconstitutionally changed their voting policies prior to the 2020 election. Fortunately, we did things differently in Texas. We fought hard to uphold Texas law and defend the integrity of the elections in this state. We've worked tirelessly to keep our elections free and fair. There's nothing more important than protecting the integrity of every legal vote. And yet even the rhinos and moderates in the Republican Party, even they have never been fully comfortable with this full-out fight against the left on all of these things. Isn't that sad? It is sad. All right, my friends, there is something in this Lubbock. I mentioned the governor did an interview with one of the TV stations about this marijuana proposal in Lubbock. And he pointed out what any of us that know what's going on and been following anything for years know. You can't have local laws and contradict the state laws and all this kind of stuff. And, okay, I don't know why anybody needed to hear that. But there's another big issue going on in Lubbock, and it's the election of mayor. And you put these two things together, and it's very important. You got a guy running who's been on the council for years. He's the political partner of the former mayor in that group that was turned out in the last election, Pope. His name is Steve Massengale. I mean, his family been involved, you know, on the public payroll forever. Was it his dad that was a big official at City of Lubbock forever and ever? I think there's an LPNL, Lubbock Power and Light Station, named after him, after his dad and all that. These are the people that have gone into all kinds of major projects and just issued debt for everybody to have to pay, which raises your property taxes without asking for a vote of the people time and again. And there are a lot of things we disagree with. Since, you know, I've been involved in local politics about as long as anybody except a handful of people whom I know who are much older than me. 40 years officially in the trenches in this city where I live in Lubbock. You know, and I told you, this is a guy that way back, even when I was Republican chairman, oh, he may run, he's going to run for state rep. We got to stop him. This Massengale, he and his wife, they tell people they're really Democrats, but out here you got to look like Republicans. And I've run into other people that heard that firsthand from him. It was reported all the time back then. But, you know, I've just disagreed with Steve Massengale. I've never thought he's got a fine small business. I have never thought of the man as anything other than a big government guy that's part of that crowd that thinks their vision for everything is everybody else ought to have to knuckle under and just go with them. You know, the civic cheerleader types. I have never thought that Steve Massengale was a person of very limited personal ethics. But I do now. And I'll tell you why. I got a mailer. I'd been told already he did a video. I don't go look at those. But he's got a mailer out, came to my own mailbox. And by the way, he's being funded by the big development interests because they're really mad that Mark McBrayer stood up for everybody's property rights. If you live somewhere and you bought your property, zoning exists to protect you. Just because a rich guy comes in, the council shouldn't just throw out all the zoning when the things are obviously bad for the adjoining property owners. By the way, there's a real easy fix for that. Make your development fit the zoning or buy out the nearby property owners. Negotiate with them privately, buy them out, then build your thing. But they're very upset, and so they're funding Massengale, a guy many of them have been against for 20 years behind the scenes. I just know because some of them are personal friends. This tells you how quickly people will put their money-making interest ahead of everything else. And I guess I'm still poor because I don't do that. I've never been comfortable getting on that bandwagon, making my decisions based. It's like when I was first starting out, we were really beginning to grow a big company, and the state got in the big oil bust, and Governor Clements, they slashed the budgets, and the 90% of my income was coming from service contracts and computers at Texas Tech. And Clements, then they came in there and slashed the budgets, and we lost half our business because their budgets got slashed. I stood up for it. I didn't get mad. Oh, well, how dare you affect my business? No, I knew it was right. I said, you know what? I've been in this place, and I've seen how they work. There's a lot of waste and fat. And sure enough, within 6 or 8 months, we had almost all our business back because they trimmed these positions out they didn't need. I've always tried to take an honest approach to that. Anyway, Massengale isn't honest. He says he's voted for lowering the low taxes, less debt, voted for lowering the tax rate. Every time. He's raised your taxes every time. There is no lowering the tax rate. It starts over every time. So he's an unethical liar. You don't raise or lower the tax rate. I know that's what the lying politicians tell you, but that's not the way it works. It starts at the effective rate every year. And that's from the number from which you set a new number, not the old tax rate. So he's happy to lie to people and try to make it sound like he lowered taxes when he raised them every time.
He's only silent during the breaks. Pratt's back after this.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
DOT-regulated drivers, owner-operators, line up your required random drug testing program with Allied Compliance Services. Be legal and safe up and down the road. You'll be a valued customer with Allied Compliance, and they will be on call to help when you need it. Visit AlliedCompliance.com, AlliedCompliance.com, or phone 800-411-6906. Call Allied Compliance at 800-411-6906.
In general, higher property value appraisals do not raise your property taxes. That's done by local government officials. Each year, after new appraised values are set, each local government which levies a property tax must calculate and publish the no new revenue tax rate. We used to call it the effective rate. That figure, which reflects appraisal changes, keeps their tax take equal to the previous year's take in aggregate over their taxing district for those same properties. Last year's tax rate, so often talked about, is meaningless in relation to the new rate set each summer by local governments. If your city's appraised values increased 5% on average, the no new revenue or effective tax rates lowered to produce the same revenue from those same properties as was taken the year before. When officials say they kept the tax rate the same as the year before, if there was an increase in appraised values, then it means they chose to raise your taxes. The previous year's rate's meaningless in determining whether officials voted to raise or lower property taxes. Don't be fooled. Only a vote to adopt the no new revenue tax rate's voting for no tax increase.
From the State House to the Courthouse, they know Pratt's watching. Here he comes with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. By the way, back to that thing. I'm disappointed. I really didn't think that they would go that direction. The Pope and Massengale Group in Lubbock have been proud of their spending. They talk about it all the time, the new big high-rise city hall, the police department, the stuff, all the stuff they want to build and that they did build and force people to build, pay for without going for a vote of the people. They've always been openly these civic cheerleader types that believe in bigger government. So why all of a sudden does Massengale just become one of these guys that just will tell you one thing and is doing the other? I've really never seen them be that kind of dishonest until now. Less taxes and all this. What are you talking about? Maybe the polling's not working out so good. I don't know, but it's just disgusting because he's not one of the total dummies. There are a lot of these local officials and commissioners, as we've documented and shown here on the show over the years, that don't understand the property tax system and how they set a tax rate. They don't understand it at all. He's not one of them. He understands it fully well. I watched him for years. He knows what he's doing to claim, oh, I lowered your tax rate for years. Excuse me. And if you live in Lubbock, did your city taxes go up time after time after time since he's been on the council? Yes. You know, they never lowered your taxes. And they don't lower a tax rate. It expires every year. You have to set a new one. And my understanding is if you don't set a new one, it doesn't default to last year's rate, which proves my point that the rate from the previous year has nothing to do with it. It defaults to the effective rate, the no new revenue rate. Anyway, now, local government, just nasty. And I just get tired of all this, oh, local government, it's so much better, local government. No, people in your own area can be nastier to you. It's kind of like family can be crueler sometimes, more cruel the people you love than strangers. Local government, yeah, government that's closer to home is probably better because it's easier to redress. But there is none of this. There's no history out there that shows, well, it works so much better. No, it doesn't. They do all kinds of nastiness, cheating at the ballot boxes, all kinds of intimidation, handing out contracts to friends. That's all local. Texas scorecard, Aaron Anderson has a piece out of Granbury. Granbury school bond opponent arrested over campaign bus permit. I want you to listen to this. This is a big Granbury ISD bond proposal. This guy was arrested. He's driving a school bus. He's leased or whatever around with anti-bond issue messages on it. That is pure American. It is absolute political speech. They charged him with a felony over temporary tags or something. Let me just tell you, it's the No Bond Bus Tour. His name is Steve Biggers. He called his arrest by the Hood County Sheriff's deputies harassment and interfering with the political campaign. He borrowed the bus, it's all legal on the up and up, from a friend, and has been driving it around the district as part of a campaign cautioning voters about the tax effect of the May 4th bond election. By the district's own calculations, their $161 million bond will cost property taxpayers $315 million with interest. Now, let me say an aside I've brought up over and over. If y'all want new things, why can't you just wait a few years and pay off the old debt? Because you get more than twice as much for the money. If you want new things, quit issuing bond debt, pay them off, and then pay cash. It's the district's third bond proposal in 3 years. The last two failed. And he says they've weaponized the sheriff's department. And it sounds like they did. Hood County Sheriff Roger Deeds publicly supported Granbury ISD's bond last year. And Biggers says the deputy who arrested him is married to a teacher in the district. Biggers is the outgoing Hood County Republican Party chairman. And here's what happened in his description. Last Wednesday, he drove the bus, which is emblazoned with the slogans, caution high taxes ahead, if you know, you know, N-O, to an event where Granbury ISD Superintendent Jeremy Glenn was speaking about the bond. Totally legal, normal American thing to do. The sheriff was at the event too, Sheriff Deeds. During the event, Deeds' deputies go over and they ticket this bus. Now, he's been out with this bus for weeks and weeks. I've seen pictures of it. Ticketed Biggers, claiming the temporary tag on the bus was not valid, even though it had not expired. Deputies confiscated the tag, but told Biggers he could still drive the bus to get it inspected and obtain a 30-day permit, which he did. As he left home Friday for a tour stop, Biggers said he was immediately, in other words, they were waiting for him, pulled over by sheriff's deputies and arrested for, quote, tampering with a governmental record, which can be a felony, over a temporary tag. You know, you got millions of these all over. They're everywhere. They don't stop people at all. Have these tags. No. Deputies took him to jail, made him take off his shirt and told him he'd be held overnight in the rain Saturday, sidelining the bus on the weekend before early voting. He was interviewed by a detective for a temporary tag violation. They claimed the 30-day permit should not have been issued because of the tickets he received on Wednesday, which they did, all part of this setup. He was charged with a third-degree felony after 6 hours in custody. But guess what? He went to the tax assessor's office Monday. He didn't make the permit up. It was issued by the government. He tried to resolve it. He was told the clerk who issued the permit was new and made a mistake by not having him fill out additional paperwork and pay the fine for the tickets before issuing the permit. Standard procedure when somebody's been ticketed for expired tags. He completed the permit application in good faith. They issued it from the local tax assessor collector's office in the county. He didn't do anything wrong. They picked the folks. This is absolute nastiness. This is the kind of thing you get in these, anywhere the left runs it, any banana republic or anything like this. The people in Hood County need to unelect their sheriff. They need to file lawsuits. This is, and I don't know how you compel these cops to admit they were told to go pick on this guy and look at this and all these other things. I don't know. But it's because the temporary tag thing is known worldwide. We've talked about that we're getting rid of those. We're phasing them out. The county issued those to this man. He did nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. And they've charged him with a felony. What do you bet it'll all get dropped later? You know, after the early voting's over and he's not out in his big attention-getting school bus with the banners on it. This is un-American. This is un-Texan. Just like it is for that judge in El Paso. And that's the big story I've got to get to before we run out of time. This County Court at Law Number 7 Judge Ruben Morales, elected Democrat, found no probable cause from DPS state troopers to restrain the 140 migrants who were arrested earlier this month. Folks, they burst through the border. That alone is a crime. And they did attack officers, tried to take a gun from one. They pushed through a fence. He says there's no probable cause. After reviewing the affidavit, I don't believe probable cause exists. I don't believe there's probable cause for these individuals to be detained on the offense of riot participation. Folks, they inherently knew they were rioting because they gathered together and then as a group pushed through the barriers. The public defender there said, it's like somebody at the front line of a concert gets in a fight with the bouncer and you arrest everyone that was in line. No, that's not comparable. These are people breaking an international boundary, they're creating a major offense. They know it. We saw it. It's on video, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this puts the people of El Paso and El Paso County at risk. You put that word out there, they can get away with doing this. They'll just start busting down all those fences and coming right through and then swarming the city. Well, fortunately, because we had a DA removed and there was an empty spot in office through the rest of the term, we have a decent person in there as district attorney in El Paso County right now, appointed by Governor Abbott. We're very fortunate on that. And so that happened Monday, the judge. So the day after yesterday, the district attorney took it to a local grand jury of local citizens and indicted them all. So now they're still facing this. And, it's misdemeanor cases. He said it was fair to pose the cases before the grand jury. They said they've arrested over 350 on rioting charges since March. So at least he's got that. And it'll get back in the court system. But who knows what'll happen because they're all a bunch of elected Democrats in El Paso that put their Democrat leftist party politics ahead of the rule of law on all the border. That's their position. We're out of time. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.